One, two, three, four, five.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Are we on?
Roll.
We're on.
Elaine has been on a Panorama show.
Yeah, she told us. But you can't say why, because otherwise we'll give it away.
Yeah, but that's basically saying, I'm a very good liar. I'm a very good liar. I've been on the BBC.
Well, I'm surprised you're surprised to be given that she's a woman.
I'm not surprised. You know. She's a woman. She's from Russia. She's tall, so she probably... She's had pretty privilege, too. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
She's young.
She's married. Yeah.
She's married. Yeah. She's got some guy. She doesn't need Louis Schaefer to give her a green card or something.
No.
Or do you? Do you?
Oh, a green card in America is worth a few quid. You know, you could get her one of those.
I could do that for. I could do that for you. Yeah. But the price is too high, I think.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't talk about the price.
Pay the price for a green card. I'd rather stay in a prison than be... Sorry.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's good that you're thinking about this stuff. You know.
I don't even know why I'm thinking about it, because I'm just such a flirt.
Is that what it is?
I think...
Well, you're always like that.
Yes, I like girls. You want to touch girls, you want to look at girls, you want to be with girls. Yeah. They're girls.
In some countries, you're not allowed to do that. Unless you start giving me some of those Home Office leaflets, by the sound of it.
Yeah.
When you come off the plane from L.A., they'll go, excuse me, Mr. Schaefer, here's a leaflet for how to conduct yourself.
What you did in America is not good. But the point is, they don't do that.
Women in America are different, though, aren't they?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know.
Married an American.
Yeah, well, I married a British person.
So you should be able to exchange notes.
And your life is miserable, and so is mine.
My life is not miserable. Yours isn't miserable, is it? I thought you were happy with your 2.5 girlfriends or whatever it is. How's that going?
I don't think I'm happy. I think I'm really totally depressed and miserable.
Really?
I'm asking, am I crumbling out? Because I watched last week's thing.
Last week's was good. It was a good one.
It was a total... I think people are going to... They're going to think this is an... They're going to think it's an act, but I'm, like, really depressed.
No, I don't think it's an act. So I think you might be depressed, but it's a day-to-day thing, isn't it? You're not, generally depressed.
I'm generally depressed. I'm generally depressed.
Can it be the weather?
It isn't the weather, because during the night...
It's changed now. It started raining, right? It's a new season.
What, and you're depressed? And people are depressed
now? I hate rain. I don't like rain.
Yeah, well, you picked the wrong effing country to live in.
I really did.
But it doesn't even rain. That's the worst thing about this country. It rains half as much as in New York. And in
New
terms
York
of
rain
itches.
Is crazy, though, isn't it?
Yes, it's really crazy.
I used to say when we get one of those big thunderstorms in August, and the streets would be running with water, and it was like making its own soup. This horrible kind of ghastly, smelly, stinky, toxic soup.
It's like a real rain. It's like a tropical rain.
Yeah, it was.
But New York rains 48 inches of rain.
I used to love the smell of the rain in Florida.
Oh, yes.
You know, when it rains in Florida and it stops
and the
raining.
ions in the air. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it just had a certain... you could smell it. As soon as you got off a plane in the airport, you could smell it.
Yeah.
It smells different in the south.
Because it's the electricity or something.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Velikovsky.
Who?
Velikovsky.
Who's he?
He's the guy who, in the 1940s, 50s, said everything that we used to believe is true and everything we believe now is a lie. We could talk about him at another time.
That's good.
It is really good.
Philosopher?
In a way, he was. They consider him a quack. And if you go to Wikipedia, they'll say he's one of those people that they consider a quack.
Well, you don't believe anything you read on Wikipedia.
No, you can't. I am
my
a follower.
My Wikipedia references have got all sorts of things wrong. Yeah. Loads of it wrong.
Yeah, but there's that old saying that everything you read in the newspaper is true, except for those stories that you have personal knowledge of.
Yes.
So, everything you read and all those things, when the Times writes something, this must be true. But when they write about you, they got your wedding wrong.
They make a lot of mistakes. More mistakes now than ever, actually.
Could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Could you do me a favor? You're not eating properly.
What do you mean?
You haven't lost any weight since last week. Look at how beautiful
because,
I look.
Yeah, because I haven't been sick.
Yeah.
You've been sick all week.
I was sick for 2 days, I wasn't a major sick.
You said you had food poisoning.
I did, but it was one tiny little squidge of diarrhea. It was like nothing. Sorry. Elena here.
Everybody knows that's not true because you can't have such a thing. Tiny little squidge of it. But I don't
whatever
want to go into
it was not one of those things. I've got to go
it's
back.
It's because you don't eat
back.
Right. You eat raw food. That's why you were sick.
No, I went and had chicken from the kebab shop.
Why?
Because I got to get out of the house.
Eat chicken from the kebab shop.
I know, I shouldn't have eaten it. Maybe it could be that. It could be I've had sausages.
Sure?
Who knows what it is.
You had sausages?
I don't know what I had that made me feel. But one day I felt bad.
But you don't cook the food, though. I wonder you're sick.
No, it has nothing to do with cooking. You don't need to cook food. I eat raw eggs.
Well, you're the one that's been sick, right? I've been cooking my food all week, and I'm fine.
Yeah, so, but I've been eating this way for 9 years.
Well, it's finally caught up.
9 years. Do you think it has? I think maybe. I look great. Ask Elena whether I look great.
You
she's
look
a
great.
Married woman.
She is.
She's a married
Does he look
woman.
Great? Does he?
You do look a bit on the pale side. Okay.
You do, actually. You look a bit... In Scotland, you'll know this because your ex-wife is Scottish. Peely Wally is what they have.
What is it called?
Peely Wally.
Is that what the name is?
When, you're looking a bit pale. Peely Wally. You look not very well.
Well, I'm not meant to be living in this country. I'm from the Mediterranean. I'm Ashkenazi Jew. That my genetics is... I'm going to have to go to the sunbed. You are right about the weather.
It's been sunny all summer. I mean, it's been really hot.
Yeah, it has
so
been.
So you should have been feeling at home, though.
But I stopped going outside because the world is horrible. So I've been really...
Yeah. And what about the other thing that was going on with you?
What, my girlfriend's?
No, because if you got sick, right?
Yeah.
Does that not determine that you had some kind of germ? You told us you didn't believe in germs.
I do believe in bacteria. I do believe you can get sick by eating junky food.
Did it taste bad?
It didn't taste great, but it didn't taste bad. I wasn't thinking that. And I didn't have any sauce on it because sauce is made with oil.
You don't know what they're making with that sauce as well.
What they're making?
Well, in a kebab shop. I mean, they can be making it with anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like dog's bollocks.
But
something.
Even if it's made with the thing that it's supposed to be made with, it's still rapeseed oil. That in the name, it's like a warning.
Yeah, that's why I'm surprised you would eat in a place like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's just plain chicken.
Was it in a kebab?
It was.
Did you have a chicken kebab?
No, I didn't have anything. I just had a metal tin of chicken.
Was it cut from the doner though?
Yeah.
So it was from the big elephant's leg thing.
Well, it was cut. I don't know if it was cut from the doner. It was in a bowl underneath the doner.
Even worse.
It was scraped off.
So it was sitting there.
It was scraped off the floor.
That stuff is there for hours, right?
It could be. Yeah. Who knows? You don't know. That's the thing. You don't know.
That's the trouble.
And then your mind goes.
Yeah.
So it could have been that.
So, you know, one of the things that terrifies me, right?
Yeah.
And this is why I'll never go on a cruise ship. I don't know if you've ever been on a cruise ship. Is when you read about the cruise ship somehow getting a dose of salmonella or something, and everybody on the ship is sick.
Yeah.
And literally everywhere you go, there's people throwing up, and nobody can do it. You know, and they quarantine the ship. They won't even let it dock into the harbor. They keep it out of sea. That terrifies me.
No.
It would
be
the worst thing ever.
Yes, but a lot of it is psychosomatic. You're told you're going to throw up. A guy here is throwing up, so you automatically throw up. That's your body protecting yourself. You're thinking, I see Mike Graham throw up. Yeah. I'm going to throw up too. So a lot of that getting sick on a ship is bull.
Do you remember that guy, Klaus von Bülow?
Yes, he killed his wife.
There was a great movie made about it with Jeremy
Irons. Diabetes.
She was in a diabetic coma, supposedly, and they said he kept injecting her with stuff to make her, like, stay asleep.
Brilliant.
Well, absolutely astonishing. Newport, Rhode
Hero,
Island.
Hero. Right?
Well, do you know, he had a trick, apparently, that he used to play on people when he would go on a plane, and he would pretend, I think they still have the sick bags, but nobody uses them, and he would pretend to throw up in the bag, but he would have already previously put a lot of yogurt in it. And then he would take a spoon and start eating it so that he would make everybody around him sick. Everybody else on the plane would start throwing up.
And you know what?
Because he was so horrible.
Death penalty for that guy. That's pretty funny. So other people started throwing up
too. Because if you see somebody throwing up, it's not very pleasant, particularly in an enclosed space.
But it's also in your brain. It acts in your brain because what happens is if someone throws up, you think that they've got a neurotoxin, which just makes you throw up. A lot of, like when you're on a boat and the boat is like going back and forth, your brain is not working properly. So you think I've been poisoned, which is why you throw up.
Oh, okay.
I've read this.
It's a balance thing then, is it?
It's also a balance thing. If you get dizzy.
Some people get car sick, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, if you get car sick and your head is dizzy, whatever the dizziness, the way your body reacts to dizziness is by throwing up, is getting rid of the stomach, the stomach stuff.
So tell me the difference between germs and bacteria then. So you didn't have a germ, you had bacteria.
I don't know what I had. We do not know what you have. A virus is a small, a bacteria is like a life form.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a virus is just like a fragment of something. Okay.
But is it also a life form?
No.
It's not?
No.
Viruses can't be transmitted, can they?
No, because there's no such thing as a virus.
You just said it was a virus.
I forgot. No, it wasn't. I didn't have a virus. What are you laughing at?
Biology lesson.
It's really bad. Yeah, it is really bad. Yeah. And, you know, she's trained really well because the Russian schools were brilliant.
They were. They were. Bounce a bit better than ours.
Yeah, probably. No, what it is
I see,
is,
I think you're confused now because now that you've been sick, you can't explain it.
I've been sick.
But you can't explain it.
But human beings get... I didn't get sick the way you're thinking of getting sick. I didn't throw up. I didn't have a fever.
I was told you might not even make it in.
Yeah, because Charlotte contacts me, and it makes it seem like, are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah. I was okay. I was just a bit under. I would have come in.
But you canceled your live stream.
I did, because I did 8 months every single day. You take every weekend off. I was affected.
Well, you say I take it off. I don't, actually.
Well, what do you do?
I do work all the time.
Yeah, you work all the time. But to do one thing every single day for 8 months, as me, as a lazy person. Right. I'm not you. I wish I was you. That's what sickens me about you.
Why does it sicken you, though?
Because you're hardworking. You've accomplished something. Yeah. You probably have a couple of shekels in the bank.
I used to have, yeah.
Yeah. And now you put it into this. You made an investment. If someone asked me to pay my tax, I couldn't do it because I'm not a winner. The point is, I worked from... New Year's Eve, okay, to Friday, straight, every single day, 7 days a week, okay, doing what I'm doing, which is getting no positive feedback from Britain.
People like it, though, don't they?
Some of them say that they do, but I mean...
how long do you do it for every day?
I do it for 90 minutes every day.
So it's 90 minutes of work every day, not that much.
It is,
added it all up.
But you got to worry
Pooch
about
does
it beforehand.
All that in a week.
Yeah.
That's a week for Pooch. What? 9 months worth of 90 minutes a day.
Is that right? So that's a lot of time. He's hardworking.
He is.
But that's what I'm a Jew. I've got to be like that. I've got to be like
Jews
that.
Jews are hardworking.
Yes, and I'm not. And that's why I'm sitting there saying, I remember when I said to my mother said to me that I'm in the 97th percentile in reading.
Is that good?
Yes. 97 is good. She said it's not good.
Not good enough.
No, because you're competing with the 3% of the people that you, you know, those 3% are the ones who are looking for your job.
Yeah.
I'd like Mike Graham's job, in theory, not in practice, because I'm not going to work for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Last week you said you didn't want to work.
I do want to work. I don't want to work. I do want to work. I do want to work. So I found myself, I was working for 8 straight months. And you
said, what did you do instead then, the day you didn't do it?
I just was sitting there saying I should be working.
That's the trouble with not working, is if you don't work...
You feel bad about it.
You go, well, I might as well be working.
Yeah. Right? And so I was feeling bad about it. I'm thinking I've let my audience down.
Yeah.
My audience.
Both of them.
Both of them. You see, you're making a joke. It's actually true.
No.
It's actually true.
Did it make them want it more the next day?
Then they're contacting me. Are you okay? Are you okay?
This is the trouble now.
Yeah.
If you don't show yourself, you know, I used to love not having anyone know what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know, before social media and mobile phones and all that shit.
Now, where are you?
Now, it's like, if you're not on Twitter for a couple of hours, people are going, are you all right?
Do you ever see that movie?
You're dead.
Do you ever see that movie about the L.A. guy who went on a weekend holiday and he wasn't available? And people, he was like so in demand because he was, where is this guy? We want him. And it like built up. And you know the movie?
Don't know.
Yeah, you don't even, it's like I was saying, telling Pooch, because he's thin. He doesn't realize how hard it is to be. He's healthy. I don't know, you can't tell on the inside.
I think he is.
He might be right.
He made me some passata. Right?
What is that?
It's like an Italian sort of tomato sauce. Passata, it's like you can buy it in a shop.
Yeah.
But not like the stuff he makes, because the stuff he made was really amazing. Grows his own tomatoes, right?
Yeah.
And then puts some onions and garlic and stuff in it, a bit of sugar, and you use it to make a sauce. It's really good.
You're talking to me like that, as if it's going to like, ooh, that's amazing. It's like a gay guy talking about... talking about the man that he had sex with, and I'm going.
Are you not? But you spend a lot of time talking about food, right? You keep telling everyone what they should be eating.
But not cooking. I don't think you need to cook. I don't think you need.
Yeah,
to
but that's where you're wrong, because cooking is great. You would feel better if you cooked, because it's good for your brain. It's good for your creative juices.
No, it's not.
You can have a glass of wine while you're doing it.
Wine is good, but cooking.
Why
was cooking.
Why wouldn't you want to cook?
Because that posada, whatever he made, was made with sugar. And not even added sugar. There's sugar in the tomatoes, there's sugar in the onions, it's a sugar sauce. And what happens is they cook the life out of meat, and then you put the posada sauce on it, and you think, oh, this tastes good, but you basically...
It was good. But that's the whole point. It's supposed to taste good. I don't want to eat food that doesn't taste good. Re-eat raw eggs, right?
Yes,
runny eggs.
Raw, runny eggs.
They don't taste of anything.
No, that's good.
You'd rather make an omelet.
No, because an omelet is dried. It
doesn't have to be. It can be, soft on the inside.
No, it's not cooked enough, an omelet.
So you eat raw eggs, but you wouldn't eat an omelet because it's not cooked enough.
Yeah.
You don't think
I sometimes eat an
kind
omelet.
Kind of paradox.
There. On the weekend, when I let myself go.
An omelet.
I'll have scrambled eggs.
Scrambled eggs.
Made the Englishy way, trying to make things more wet and gooey.
Like Welsh rabbit.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I know it's made with rabbit. And
it's not.
It's not.
That's why it's not. It's not. They call it Welsh rabbit.
Is that like
a
spotted dick? It's not made
with... No, it's not a spotted dick at all. No, strangely enough. Yeah, no.
What is it? What is a Welsh rabbit?
Welsh rabbit is basically...
Do you like me as a friend?
It's cheese on
do you
toast.
Like, do you
I
like
don't regard
me, Mike.
You as a friend.
No, I don't think you do.
No.
People are asking. You got to make Mike your friend. And somebody complained on the stream. They're not friends. We're not friends.
Why are they complaining?
I don't know what it was. They said, I don't know.
People complain about all sorts of stuff. Today on the show, somebody complained that I should blow my nose, they said.
Why?
Because they said was I was sniffing
running?
A lot. Well, no, but I was a bit... blocked up because
no,
I
you
get...
shouldn't blow your nose. Blowing your nose causes the bad stuff, whatever it is, to be spread out into it causes irritation, which causes inflammation.
What, inside your nose?
Inside your nose. So really? When you blow your nose, all your sinuses get
well.
Get
see, it was
irritated.
Blocked up earlier, but now it's fine. So I don't know if that's because I
Why
went outside.
Why can't we be friends?
We can be.
Do you think we could be in the future? Do you think?
I think so, but I don't have that many friends though.
How many friends do I have? I got no friends myself.
Is there a reason for that?
Yes, there is a reason.
What is that reason?
Because I'm creepy.
Creepy?
I don't know.
Is it because you were trying to hit on all their wives or something? Possibly.
I might do that a little bit. No, they don't trust me. I'm actually relative. I'm actually trustworthy. I'm not trustworthy, but... But I don't. I
love how you say the two opposite things in the same sentence.
Do you know what my friend said that about me?
He
said,
didn't have any.
Yeah, I didn't have any, but he was a guy I knew, rather a guy I knew.
Okay.
I mean, I would I don't feel that I'm worthy.
Yeah, but that's because you've got this kind of faux.
It's not faux.
Lack of confidence in yourself.
It isn't faux.
But it is though.
I have a real lack of confidence.
Yeah.
It's not a faux lack of confidence.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think I'm not good enough. And then I think to myself, don't tell anybody you don't think that because people think you're kidding and they don't like it and it's really bad.
I mean, I don't think you're kidding, but I don't think you're right, though. I think you've somehow analyzed yourself wrongly.
But then if I have confidence, then they fire me because it's like...
Then you get over the top.
I'm over the top.
But I think everybody's like that, though. Once you get comfortable, you think you can do anything you want.
Yeah.
And then it all goes wrong.
And then they go, we like the old Louis Schaefer, who was very, grounded or whatever.
Yeah. And apologetic
yeah, and really happy.
Sometimes you can't be like that. You have to just be yourself.
Yeah, I need an agent who's going to... But my ex-wife... Yeah, I need an agent.
Pooch can be your agent.
Can you? No, he can't be. He's my boss.
Yeah, he can be your agent as well as your boss.
No, you can't have your agent as your boss. Then you've got a fool for a customer or something, whatever that saying is. when you yourself are your own lawyer, you can't do that.
No, that's true.
You can't do that. The point I'm making is I like you, and I don't care. I'm going to tell... You're an excellent person to hang around with.
I think I'm quite likable. Yeah. But not everybody likes me, though. There are people who don't like me.
Because they don't know you.
Right.
They don't know you. Because also, you're on the wrong side. You're on their wrong side.
Maybe. I don't care, though.
No, I know you don't care, but that's why, you don't say, they don't like me. They might not like you because you're kind of fat and old, but...
No, that's not the reason, actually, no.
That isn't the reason.
No, because they liked me when I was younger. They didn't like me when I was younger, either.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you have a weird arrogant streak in you a little bit, too. Yeah.
I've always had it.
Right. Because you're immigrant people. You're dirty immigrants coming into this country from Scotland.
From Scotland. No, I'm not. I was born in London, thank you.
Yeah, but you inherited that from your mother, and she had high expectations.
Yeah, but basically. She was also very forgiving of me. She somebody once asked her if I murdered somebody.
Yeah.
Would she give me up to the police? And she said no.
That's exactly right. One of my three two and a half girlfriends.
Yeah.
Basically, one girlfriend and a little bit of another.
Right.
Possibly, is that she said that to me. She says, why don't you go to your girlfriend number one?
Does she know that you have other girlfriends?
Yeah, I tell everybody.
They all know, and they're happy with that.
No, of course they're not happy with it. You can't expect a woman to be happy with
it. So why do they hang around then?
Because...
So you must be a good person to be around then.
I'm good with women now.
You're right, now.
I'm good with women now. I wasn't good with women. You've got to love women.
You do.
You have to love them. They demand love. They're needy, needy. They're like me. They're needy people. Maybe that's what I...
Yeah, but so did you not love them before?
No. No, I pick them apart. That I just... They weren't good enough for me.
Yeah. There's a knock at the door.
No, it's all right.
Was there a knock at the door?
No.
Butch left. He
couldn't handle hearing this, seeing he's in a happy relationship with somebody. Women are insane. And that's one of the reasons I've been depressed. I've been thinking about this Lindsay Clancy, murderer of her own three children.
I know. I must admit, for someone who is generally speaking quite interested in the news, I haven't really read enough about it, so I haven't really formed an opinion on it.
Yeah.
People keep asking me, what do you think of it? And I'm going... Yeah. Well, to be honest, I haven't really... I mean, it looks like...
That's a lie. You know enough about it.
I don't really.
She killed her kids.
Right.
And other women are saying, we're blaming the husband.
Yes.
It's not her fault.
Right.
It's the drug. And...
But some people are saying that blaming him for doing it.
Yes.
Because he's moved on. He's done a horrible thing. He's married some other woman. And he's now got new kids of his own.
Yeah.
So he obviously doesn't care. I don't think that's fair, do you?
We're men. Of course it's not fair, but that's what women are. That's what they do. They have got this thing. They're very protective with each other. And that's what's really scary.
That's why we now live in this ludicrous world, don't we? Where people take a side without knowing actually anything about the story. So the women
it's not
have taken
a ludicrous
a side.
World. This is the way women are. It's like I remember the O.J. trial?
Yeah.
When O.J. got off.
Right.
And all the black people were happy.
Yes.
We're happy.
Yeah.
And all the white people were miserable. And it was at that moment I thought to myself, these people, black people, lovely people, are different than us.
Not really, though, because look at what happened with old George Floyd.
Yes.
The same thing,
because...
Even though he was a scumbag, they were all sorry he was dead.
Yes.
I wasn't fucking sorry.
Exactly right.
But so not because he was black. But because he was a criminal.
No, but you were viewing it as like a normal person, and they were saying within their own group, we've got to make some kind of a.
Isn't that though because of all the activists around it, who mix it all up and try and get everybody worked up about it?
No, yeah. Women's brains are different than men's.
Well, they are.
They are.
That's true. I don't think anyone would disagree with
Which
that.
Which is why they should not be allowed to work. They,
not,
should, they
you
must
can't
have
go
children.
There. You've always told me I have to warn you off this stuff.
Oh, sorry.
So you can't go there. You know, you can say that their brains are different without being judgmental, can't you?
I'm not being judged. By you saying they're different is being judgmental.
No, not at all. You can be different, but
they're
it doesn't mean
unfit,
one is better than the
other.
They're
unfit to hang out with men most of the time.
Men like you.
No, men like you too, unless you lie to them and say, oh, you're just like us, you're just like us.
I've never had that conversation with any woman. Why would you?
Yeah, because you're hiring women to work with you.
Yeah, but I don't have a conversation with them about whether they're just like me or not. Are you just like me? Because if you're not, I can't give you a job.
Are you going to react in the same... Yeah. Well, you have to do that because then they turn on you.
No.
Then they accuse you of doing...
You just have to be normal. And they, say,
but women are not normal.
Well, I'm not very normal either. And I don't suppose you are.
Yeah, no, we are guys. We are guys. Like Pooch was talking earlier about how whatever he was saying. And they're just women are so different from us.
But that's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing, but not in the workplace. And not, you shouldn't leave them with kids without somebody watching over them.
What, because of this one crazy woman who killed her own children?
because not just that.
That's not a very good reason, is it? Imagine if you had three kids and you said to your wife, look, I'm going to bring somebody in to watch you while I'm out, because obviously I think you might kill our children.
Well, you know what? They used to do that back in the day. They used to be with the babushka grandmothers, and they used to have these social groups, which are different than nowadays. There's so much loneliness amongst people, right. Women.
And men,
but
there's a lot of men that tell me that they get divorced and then they never recover because they give all their worldly goods to the woman.
Yeah.
They end up living in a bedsit on their own. I knew a guy who broke up with his wife because he had an affair. He died.
Yeah.
He was discovered by his cleaner. He was living in a bedsit.
Happy. He was sitting. Happy.
No, because then the girlfriend left him as well, who was younger. And he literally, they found him in a chair. Sorry, I'm laughing, but it's kind of funny. Yeah. He was sitting at his desk and just died.
Right.
At his desk.
At his desk.
Yeah. In his flat, on his own.
And you're saying he was unhappy. Was he unhappy?
Of course he was unhappy.
Well, as someone who got divorced, and it destroyed me for about 10, 15 years, like literally.
I thought you said 10 or 15 minutes. Yeah.
No, not 10 or 15 minutes. That could be a joke, but I was destroyed. Because divorce destroys men.
It's not a great thing. People tell you to get divorced, right? Yeah. Because it'll be better for you. Because if you're in an unhappy relationship, it's not good. It's not good for the kids. It's much better if you get divorced.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
It's horrible.
It is horrible.
I'm with you. I'm against divorce. It should be illegal to be divorced. I'm against it. It should be totally. And it's so quick to get divorced.
Well, do you know, in my parents' time, people didn't get divorced.
And they didn't get divorced. And they were you know what I always say? You don't know what I always say.
No, what do you always say?
But I say, marriage is horrible.
Yeah.
But divorce is miserable.
It's worse.
It's way worse.
So maybe better not to get married at all.
That's what this whole Lindsay Clancy thing is.
Do you remember when
there
used to be bachelors who never got married?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what you should have been.
But then I wouldn't have had my children, my two beautiful children.
And then you would have missed out on that particular.
Yes, but the pain I had with my children was the worst pain I've ever had in my entire life.
But now you're over it.
The scar is there. I got a huge hole in my stomach from crying. Just my wife taught me how to cry.
Really?
You're
too soft, is the thing.
I know. I'm not meant for this world.
You sure? You're not masculine enough, maybe.
No, I don't think I am. No.
You have a feminine side.
No, I wouldn't say a side. I would say mostly feminine. I took a gay test. I'm 17.5% gay.
17.5?
Yeah, they said it. The test said I was 17.
I thought that was a collar size.
Yeah. What is that? Was what?
17.5.
Yeah.
Is that what you said? Yeah. Not 70.
17.
1.7.
Yeah, 1.7.
That's not much.
It's still something. It means a guy walks down the street,
Well,
this is a joke. Tell him it's a joke. I'm not gay.
I don't think you are gay. You have 2.5 girlfriends.
Yeah, but that gay guys can lie to you.
Well, you know, I had a gay friend who told me that he had a lot of married men.
Yeah.
In his career as a, philanderer.
Right.
And he said, you'd be amazed at how many married men.
Yeah, men are like quieter. They're nicer to be with. They don't destroy. They're not going to kill your kids. They're not gonna, and the worst thing about it is not that the woman killed her kids. That's really bad.
Yeah.
That's really, really bad.
Are you saying you don't believe that she was psychotic then? Is that what you're saying?
Whether she's psychotic or not, she needs to be. You do not have people who kill their children.
But she's not going to be let out, is she? It's not like she's wandering around.
Yeah, but but already there's been copycat women who've done this.
Really?
It's not her. It's the fact that all these women are taking her side.
Right.
Now, men don't do that. You know, you kill your kids. Right. There's nobody. We're not going to say we got to go protest.
No.
You know?
No. Well, in fact, those kids who were in the car, you know, that killed the two police officers up in the Northeast, I was very happy they died.
Right.
And people were like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what use would they have been to the man or beast? They'd have grown up to be, they were already grown up. They were criminals, gangsters, horrible people.
Yeah.
You know, probably wouldn't ever have probably worked or paid tax. So good riddance to them.
Yeah.
You know.
That's because you're a guy.
But I wouldn't support them because they were men, you know?
Well, that's what makes women so dangerous. They just join together.
Some women, maybe. But not all women, surely. I mean, I know some women who think she should be, you know, put to death.
They're saying that because they want you to win favor. I don't believe... I don't believe that they actually believe that. And I'm even talking about my 2.5 girlfriends.
Yeah.
Is that maybe, you know, I can't say 2.5. I've got a half, and I've got maybe a 30%, and I've got maybe a 20%.
So there's only one girlfriend in altogether.
Yeah. It's not barely even a girlfriend. It's below.
What's 20%? What do you get for that?
I got to send her messages in the middle of the night.
20% girlfriend, is that it?
Yeah.
What, on DM or?
On DM or, yeah, basically. She won't give me her.
She won't give you a number.
I don't know.
I'm not sure that's even, I think for 20% you get a number.
I think 20% is like maybe a bit high.
Yeah, I think it's more like 10.
And the other one is a bit.
The 50%, what do you get for that?
I get to see her maybe once a week. I see her once a week.
Okay.
I see her once
a week.
In
the afternoon?
No, in the morning and then the afternoon.
In the morning?
The morning.
She comes around in the morning.
She tells me she loves me. But
does she?
Yeah, but that's like a game.
Imaginary one?
She's not imaginary. She's a real person, but I've never seen. I mean, she sent me one picture. So.
Well, the one you've never met.
The one I've never met.
Which one is she then?
She's the half. Four. She's the, I call her the half, but she's
so not. How could she be more than the 10% one?
No, she is. She's the one I've never.
You never met.
I don't have her phone number. I've never spoken to her on the phone.
It doesn't sound like much of a relationship.
It's enough for me, basically. It's enough.
To message her?
Yeah.
Okay. Crikey, I didn't know that counted.
It doesn't count, really. I'm lonely. I'm desperately lonely. So you take what you can get.
All right.
You know?
So what about the one that you see? Who comes in the morning?
Yeah, one day a week.
Like maybe she could come more than one day a week.
Have you
told her you're lonely?
I don't want her to come more than one day a week because it's been okay. It's been good.
Do you get to the point where you want her to leave?
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. That's not a good sign.
No, it is. I mean, why is it a good? You don't want to spend too much time.
No, but if somebody comes over to see you and after you've been with her for an hour or two, you want her to leave. The sex thing.
After we eat.
After you've eaten?
After you've eaten.
I mean, she comes over for some raw mints and a couple of runny eggs.
I don't want to talk about the effing details about it. No, I don't. She doesn't want to eat my food.
She
doesn't want to eat my food.
She doesn't want to get sick.
But she wants to eat. And as I buy her a meal.
So you buy her a meal?
I buy her a meal.
Is she homeless?
She's not homeless, no. She's not homeless. She's not homeless. But Louis Schaefer's an internationally favorite TV celebrity.
Of course you are.
You know, recently seen.
Ran in two marathons.
And I ran two marathons,
like the Jason
too.
Alday
and
of,
look at how fit I am. Everybody. Yes, yes.
That's a nice shirt, that, by the way.
This is really nice. I found this on the street.
It's quite fancy. It's got like a lining.
It's got a lining of the
that
shirt.
That is very fancy.
It is really fancy.
Has it got a name? Has it got a brand?
It does. But I should have done research because I knew you were going to ask about it. But I found it on the street. I nice. Find everything on the street.
The answer next week's list.
Yeah, put it on the list.
Oh, I brought a list.
Have you got a list?
I brought a list.
Yeah. So what's on the list this
Can
week?
Can I just tell you something? I love women. I love women. Right. But they need to be in a room where other people are watching them, keeping an eye on them, making sure they don't kill their kids.
What about in a room with you, though?
And then one at a time, they can come out with me into my room, and then the next one, and then the next one. I'd like a lot of...
Well, that's the hot and cold running women is what you want.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
There's a name for that.
What is that really? But that's what it's called, hot and cold running women.
Well, that's what I would call it. But, I mean, if you just want an endless supply of different women, that would say to me that you lack the ability to commit.
Yes. I mean, not really.
Is that because of the pain?
Well, because my own mother. Maybe it's because of my mother, really.
I was thinking more of the marriage.
And the marriage, too. Well, the marriage was an educational process to tell you how dangerous women can be. And you think probably, like you're the same age as me, we're going to leave the woman. That's what we think. If it gets bad, we'll leave. And everything will be okay.
I never thought that, though.
I used to think that.
Really?
And then she left me.
Right.
So that's the difference between the young ones and the old ones. Now we know women can...
You prefer young ones now?
No. Everybody's young. When you're 70 years old, they're young. I'm not sure, do I?
Well, last week you said that you preferred young women because they didn't want your money.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
That could have been a lie.
Oh, because
that could have been a line.
They didn't actually care about money because they're young.
I don't want to say. I've got one of the girls is one of the women is younger, and one of the women is slightly younger.
Younger than what?
Me.
That's what, 68.
Yeah, something like that. But she's still pretty, you know what I mean?
It's like there's no reason why you couldn't have an older woman.
When I was younger, I liked... The point is, women are dangerous at any age. And you look at them and you think, oh, she's precious. She's even more dangerous because she's got more opportunities, more demands. She wants children or whatever.
Younger, you mean, yeah.
Young, when they're young, when they're in that young age group. What? Who are you pointing at? Her. Dangerous, yeah. Elena, dangerous.
Dangerous.
Dangerous. She's
I would say
Russian.
So, yeah.
And Russian.
Russian, yeah.
Dangerous, young. Dangerous. I said this. I gave the list of all the reasons she was dangerous.
Yeah.
And maybe she loves her husband, but maybe she thinks, okay, well, I need... It's like my ex-girlfriend called me up on the phone.
When?
Just the other... Didn't call me. She sent me enough messages, like a phone call. Like a phone call. And...
Well, how long since she messaged you?
Well, she told me to F off 6 months ago. That was the last message.
So now she's coming back?
I don't know what she's doing. She just says, I loved you more than anybody has ever loved anybody, and I love you more, and I've always loved you, and you didn't love me, you're a piece of shit. And then it just disintegrated into horribleness. It's like, how
is it
could
because
you,
of the way you were responding, though? Maybe you should have been nice.
I didn't respond. She just sent me the messages, and I didn't respond.
Oh, right. Well, that's why they don't like that, because you're supposed to be ready to answer at all times.
But it was a torrent. It wasn't like...
She was drunk.
It wasn't like a gap waiting for me to respond. So I didn't respond. But I responded at the end. I said, I think about you every day, and I'm sorry.
That was a lie, wasn't it?
I'm actually thinking about that. How much time do we have?
Yeah, what's the time?
37 minutes.
37 minutes. So another 5 minutes or so. So what you got on the list?
Well, I mean, because what I do is I went and I listened to this thing and I think to myself, how can I be better? How can I make Mike Graham my friend so he doesn't fire me?
I'm not going to fire you anyway.
Why not?
Why would I?
Because
I enjoy working with you.
There's nothing here. There's nothing, you are here, you're a somebody. This is some crazed New York Jew. He's like, what is he doing on our TV
and
channel?
And everybody loves it, though.
They don't love it.
They do.
But we have 8,500 people watching this week.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's a record.
So it goes up every week.
Every week it's been going up.
Yeah, that's good.
But what happens when it goes down? Next week it'll go down.
It won't. No, you have to believe it's going to keep going up.
Why do I have to believe? Am I controlling the world? Am I that mental? Well, that's mental. Isn't that mental?
I'm not saying you're mental, but you've got to be positive, though.
How is that positive?
Because it's on a trajectory. Why would you expect it to stop being on a trajectory?
Because like I say... When things are bad, when things are good, they're going to go bad.
See, I don't think like that.
And when things are bad, they get worse.
They get better. They get worse. When things get bad.
No, because you're not a Jew. So you think things, you think, you know, it's like what happened in World War II. In World War II, Hitler's there. And as soon as we get out of World War II, we got Stalin planning on killing all the Jews. Yeah. You know?
It's the first time I ever laughed.
But the point, what is the point I'm making? Well, okay.
You were going to move on from it anyway, so.
No, I'd like a list. I need to see a list.
You like your list, yeah.
I mean, why should something not be, I can understand it. I can understand why.
You haven't crossed anything off, though, on the list.
Well, this is last week's list.
So why have you not crossed anything off?
Because we discussed it. I should have crossed it off. All right.
That's what I mean.
I don't have a pen. Thank you very much. Oh, she's so good.
She is.
She really is good. The audience can't see. She's pretty and tall and a woman and young and arrogant.
Beautiful.
And useful.
You forgot beautiful.
And beautiful. And beautiful. Did I say beautiful? I said beautiful. Did I say beautiful?
And funny. She's funny.
And funny. She's very funny.
And dangerous.
Dangerous.
Well, they're all dangerous. They're all dangerous. They're all dangerous. She, as a Russian, she pretends she's not dangerous. Okay, that's what the Russians have to do. They, we're just like you, we're just like you, we're just like Americans. They're not. But all women are equally
Americans
dangerous.
Americans are quite dangerous as well, though.
And Americans, too. All women are dangerous, and Americans, Americans are dangerous in a good way. Anyway, so let's...
So what's the best thing you've got on that list?
The best thing, we'll there's nothing, because we...
This is from last week.
This is all from last week. We discussed Marie Kondo. You were wrong.
Yeah.
You were wrong.
No, yes, she was. She went back on it.
She did not go back on it. She just, her own obsession with neatness, which she felt she had to apply because she's the master of neatness.
Well, she had to tell everybody else how to live their lives.
Yes, so she...
And then she said she got it wrong.
No, she did not say that. She said she didn't, she felt as she had children herself, she didn't need for herself to be as neat as she was, but she was very neat.
Yeah, but she wasn't neat, though, because she said she wasn't, it was wrong to be neat.
This is what she said, but it's like those people who say, you know, I'm not made up at all, and they're all made up or whatever, they're not dressed up.
You think she was just lying?
No, it was...
She made a concerted effort to say that she thought that her neatness crusade was a little bit over the top, and that actually, it wasn't the most important thing.
That's not what I found out.
No?
I found out that she was talking about her personal life, and that she had kids in her own house... Whereas before, she would never leave a cup out.
Right. Well, so she's basically saying she's not neat.
She's not as neat as she was, but she's probably way neater than
99.9%. Meaning that it's not as important as she made a living out of from it.
No, she felt it was 100% important at one time, and now she thinks it's 99%.
Yeah, but that's like important. Somebody telling you to clean your teeth every day when you don't.
She used to say, clean your teeth every day, and she would go.
And now she goes, actually, I don't bother now because I've got
Not every day. She might clean herself. She might skip a day in a year.
Well, then I'm not going to take paying attention to her then, am I?
Why? Because people...
She's a hypocrite.
But maybe her idea of being neat is not the same idea of your idea of being neat.
Almost certainly not.
Yeah. So you are wrong. I'm going to say...
I don't think you've proved that.
I haven't proved it, but I should. Now I got to come in. I got to bring a video in and show it to you.
You have to.
Okay, I'll bring a video in. I'll make a note right here. What?
Are you neat?
I am neater than I've ever been. Ever been.
Why?
Because I need to declutter. Because I'm close to death, and if I die, my kids are gonna have to look through boxes and boxes of stupid papers that, like, I probably will save these sheets.
They'll wonder what the hell it was.
Or maybe someone can come, they'll say...
What was this rubbish?
Yeah, well, exactly. Or maybe they'll save it themselves because they're crazy from me and their mother and they're going to save it.
So my ex-wife, when I first met her, she said I was neat. I didn't know what she meant.
Yeah.
But it was an American word.
Right.
For cool.
Oh, neat. Oh,
when
interesting.
You're neat, she said.
You're neat, yeah. It's like saying gross. You're gross.
No, it's nothing like saying you're
it's
gross.
It's the opposite of gross.
It's the opposite, yeah. No, neat
I
is
know,
good.
But I'm saying it's an American word that was...
You've forgotten, though.
...was used. No,
you're
I
neat.
Know neat. You're neat, but nobody uses that word anymore.
Probably not.
Think.
No, we're talking about, like, the 80s.
Yeah, no, the 80s. And the neat probably comes from the 1920s
really?
Or something. Yeah, it's one of those old words.
Mm.
You'd be surprised, some of these words... And Americans create words. So Marie Kondo, okay?
So we've sorted that.
We've sorted that. Well, and you could, if these people are
wanting to... I don't believe that you... I don't believe I'm wrong.
I know you don't believe it, because you're an arrogant, horrible person who can't admit that you are my friend. Who cannot admit it.
It's not that I don't admit it.
Yeah, you are it.
But I'm just not.
Knowing that breaking my heart. Knowing
I just want to see your face when I say it.
People, he likes me. Do you like me?
Please I do like you.
You like whatever it is. I don't. Now you're denying.
I like you a lot.
Now you're denying.
I do.
It. Okay. Basically, I read all the messages that are on that are sent. Have a lot of people watching this on Apple and Spotify.
Yeah.
Do they watch it on Apple and Spotify?
They do. I haven't seen any figures for it.
Is it a video thing, Apple?
But it's in the Spotify and Apple Podcasts is just audio only,
right?
So they don't see it.
Yeah.
So I sometimes direct them to YouTube if they want to watch it as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like to listen to it in the car, like Pooch likes to listen to it in the car.
Yes, it's nice.
You know, and it's kind of, it's a different experience.
Okay.
But it gets in the charts on Apple, so I mean, it must be doing all right.
Ah, there you go. Well, you what know? Part of the charts? 988?
Well, it's the top 200 in news, and I think we've got up to, the highest has been about 150, but it's not bad.
But should this be a news thing? Because this is not, we never really discussed the news.
Not really. Well, we did discuss it today, though, with that story from America.
Right, Susan Clancy, Lindsay Clancy. I guess we did.
I mean, you can put it in comedy if you want, but then
It's not very funny.
It's got to be funny. But then you're also you're telling people that, this is funny. And they might not think it is.
Yeah,
I prefer to be in news.
I prefer it to be in news too, yeah.
I mean, funnily enough, I think on Spotify it's characterised as sport for some reason. And I can't figure out how to change it.
Lifestyle?
Why, because you were on talk?
I don't know what it is, but it's somehow... Charlotte was going to try and fix it for me. I don't know whether she did.
Yeah.
I'll have to ask her.
And let me just say this. I do flirt with a lot of girls, but do not take it seriously. You shouldn't take it seriously.
Do you flirt with girls on the tube women. And stuff like that you don't know?
No. I flirt with girls...
Because that can be tricky.
I flirt with girls who have seen me before.
Right.
Who know me.
Okay.
Who know me. They've met me, so yeah.
Well, that's okay.
I don't know if it is okay. You know, I tell them I love them and...
Well, as long as you don't cross the line.
Well, what is the line?
Well, it depends on the girl, doesn't it?
How do you know what... So...
If you don't know...
What her line is. What is her line? Okay, secondly, the coffin situation. Coffins. Do you remember that? Did we discuss that last week?
I can't remember.
Yeah, we did.
We discussed it. They burned the coffin.
Yeah. Oh, you found out.
They burned the coffin.
So they burned the coffin with the body.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the body.
So when you get the ashes...
And you made a suggestion, which was, actually, they do. They use cheapo coffins that do not have metal handles.
Okay.
They have plastic handles.
So what do they do with the metal handles, then, if they've got metal handles?
They don't have metal handles. They're
plastic. Well, some do, though.
That they burn?
Well, do they take them off?
That's a really good question.
This is what I don't know.
Next week, what happens to the handles?
What happens to the handles? I don't think they burn those handles because they're really expensive.
The coffin itself, if you buy one, it's $4,000 or $5,000.
No, that's for a burial one. The actual coffin, they have like cheapo coffins that they put them. That's a really good question.
But not necessarily, though, because what if you have, for example, people who, particularly in America, I remember going to a couple of wakes.
Yeah.
There's a big Irish thing that they also do in America.
Yeah.
And the body's in the coffin, and the coffin's open, and it's obviously an expensive coffin because it's got satin lining and all that. And if they're going to be cremated, presumably they're cremated in the same coffin, no? They don't take them out of that and put them in another one.
I think
so,
but are those Catholics allowed to be cremated?
You can be, if you're Catholic, yeah.
Can you be?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was a big debate about that amongst Jews. They didn't allow cremation. And Muslims, too. I think it was against the rules. It might be considered to be.
I say Catholics can be. I've never heard that they couldn't be, but I may
be
right.
So can Catholics be cremated? Yeah. Catholics cremated.
That's not one for the police, that one, is it?
No.
They might think you're up to no good.
What, to cremate them?
Yeah, you might, well, just generally speaking.
Like, why are you burning the body?
Yeah, why are you burning Catholics?
Yes.
We haven't done that for years.
Oh, that's different. That's a different thing. You were raised as a Catholic. Were you raised
as a
Catholic? Yeah.
Well, I went to Catholic school. My father was a Protestant.
Oh, I
see.
And
he constantly made fun of it.
Yeah, which is totally, it's one of the funniest religions.
He used to come, I was an altar boy, he used to come and stand at the front of the church.
Yeah, to make sure the priest didn't touch.
And make fun of me. Yeah, well, I was never molested by the priest.
Yeah. That's like tragic, really.
It is a bit.
Yeah.
I feel as though I'm
But what about
out.
Those parents who send their kids to school knowing that there's molestation going on inside there?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, that's... Well, think about it now. It's a thing.
Actually,
yeah,
change this to comedy podcast.
Why is it?
Maybe religion. Can we still burn Catholics?
Yeah. But no, the point is if everybody knows that the priests, I don't even know if this is true. I don't think it's true. But that the priests would do this.
The rabbis don't do it.
Because the Jewish kids are so ugly. I think, have you seen those kids with the hair and the thing? Ugh. I don't know if that's true.
We must be nearly out of time, surely, to go.
Nearly out of time. All right, so one final thought. One final thought.
From the list.
We discussed that people think we're not friends.
Yeah.
Sorry, we discussed that.
I don't know why that you think that people think that, though. How do you know that?
Because I don't think it.
So you're just you're sort of suggesting that people don't think it.
I don't know what people are thinking. I don't know. I'm like at an awkward stage of my life. It's just, I'm right on the cliff edge. You know, I ran into a friend of mine today in my limo bus, and he was saying he's like going downhill. He's about to die, 73 years old.
How does he know he's dying?
Exactly. What? He said, I'm going to the hospital. Why are you going to the hospital? Because my arm was broken. I was hit by a car when I was riding my bicycle, so I had my arm broken.
Serves him right.
Yeah, maybe it serves him right, but that doesn't mean you're going to die because your arm's broken.
Well, he's not going to die because his arm's broken, is he?
Well, that's what he thought. That's what happens.
Anybody who cycles around London is an idiot.
I agree with you. I stopped cycling. I agree with you.
So it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very good thing.
That he's at least stopped cycling.
Yeah, but now he's going to die. He's rather to cycle and live than to not cycle. Not cycle and die. This has been the worst.
Cycle of
life. This has been the worst. This is a cycle of. It keeps you. That's what they believe. It keeps you alive. I think this has been our worst show ever.
This. I might agree with you. Actually, I think it is bad.
It was. There was a moment in the beginning. I thought, oh, this is going to be okay. This is going to be. How many weeks can we do this?
This is week 10, right?
It's 10. How many weeks can we do it with people?
Here's a test for you because I'm going to be away in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Can I do it with Eleanor?
With who?
Sorry, with Eleanor.
Elena.
What's your name?
Elena.
Elena.
Well, you could do it with Margaret, who was here the other week.
Margaret, that would be all right.
You know, you could do it with whoever you want.
Maybe we could tape it back in my flat.
You can ask. Yeah, there you go.
I'm making
lure
a joke.
Somebody back there.
Yeah, lure her.
In the morning.
Well, because I do my stream
and then
there.
You can throw them out after you've had some food.
If people come to do my stream, I take them. I took Lois Perry into my.
Did you?
Yeah, into my.
How did that go?
I call it Studio 3.
How did that go?
It went really great. She's so ebullient. She like lies to me about how much. You get the feeling she really likes me. I like that. It's a lie.
Okay.
It's a lie. She would not in any way be interested in me.
Hmm.
I don't think.
Okay.
But she's got a lot of personality. Hmm. And I could pretend she's Jewish. Okay. What else did you want to say?
That's it.
No, what did you say? You're going to be away. When are you going to be away?
Yeah, so a week, not next week, the one after.
All right, so we'll miss a week.
We can miss a week or you can do it with somebody else. I don't mind.
I think it changes the whole thing. Then it becomes the Lewis Schaefer show and not the Mike Graham show. We'll get nobody watching.
Well, it's not the Mike Graham show. It's the Thought Police.
It isn't that's the worst name. I wrote that down too. That's the worst name. Because then people are always thinking about the guys who came before. And
yeah,
because
it's like, yeah, but they've heard of it, though.
They've heard of the Thought Police.
Yeah. They all say it's the best one yet.
The best one yet, because they have to think about what's gone in the on
yeah,
in
what's
the past.
Gone before. So they like this.
Doctor Who's.
But they like this one better. It's like James Bond.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, who was better? Sean Connery or Roger Moore?
Well, over time, I really grew to like Roger Moore as a person.
Did you?
Yes.
See, I thought he was wrong. I thought he was too silly.
I agree with you. But I liked him as a person.
Yeah.
I thought he was really a nice, good guy. Like Michael Caine, you just sort of like over time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know about the other ones. I don't know about the other. You reach a certain age, you just stop watching that stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Right. So who would I do it with?
I don't know.
Maybe Pooch can talk to
Pooch.
Put it
on the list and we'll talk about it next week.
Okay, so you're going to be gone. Thank you.
No, next week I'll be here.
You'll be here. That's what I'm saying, and then you'll be gone.
Yeah.
I was in a mood. I'm going to apologize to you for being me.
It's not necessary.
And in a mood. I want to apologize if I caused any inconvenience to Eleanor.
Elena.
Elena. Is that you? does she know Margaret?
No, not at all. She knows Marilyn, though.
Marilyn. Okay, I'm so sorry.
All right.
Do you have any friends for me? Any Russian friends for me?
No.
No.
In a word.
Yeah. In one lie. No. In word lie. I can't imagine me going out with a Russian girl.
No.
They would, because I'm not strong. Is that what it is?
Up clothes from the street.
Why? But do I smell? Do I smell that bad?
That's the point.
That is the point. What's wrong with finding stuff on the street?
Russians don't even wear shoes inside the house.
And I agree with that. I agree with that. Okay. You shouldn't wear.
But your socks are in someone else's shoes.
Yeah, but I do spray it with that antifungal thing. Not that I believe in that, but.
You're not at sanitizing this
no.
very well
now. Well, he doesn't believe in germs, but he sprays antifungal stuff in his shoes.
It's still a no from the side.
Yeah. Yeah. But you want to know something? It just made me realize I don't even need to do that. The point, what is the...
It's over
what
now,
is
isn't
the
it?
Point?
There isn't the
Why
point.
Why am I not loving it? Well, look at the shirt. Yeah. The shirt's an expensive shirt.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's like
it
Italian. It's Italian. If you feel it, you want to feel it.
Did you wash it?
It smelled all right when I found it. It was air cleaned. It was outside. It was.
It's not. I mean, it doesn't look crushed or anything. So
no, it's in really good condition.
Somebody ironed it.
I think, no, I ironed.
Do you iron?
Yeah, I iron.
Really?
Are you going to give me points for ironing clothes?
No.
No.
It's not something you should
women,
be doing.
Women, they are horrible.
They iron these
they
stuff,
They are
though.
Horrible. They don't iron your stuff. They don't do anything for you. They used to do all that stuff. Do you iron for your man?
Sometimes, yeah. Russians iron.
They do iron.
See?
Yeah.
They do iron.
See, I take my shirts to dry cleaners.
Yeah, you're fancy, and it shows.
I don't like ironing.
I used to do that in New York when it cost £1.50.
Yeah, I used to as well. The Korean, the Chinese place,
they used to do it.
Yeah, they were great.
And I used to come to this country 26 years ago.
When I first went to New York, I'd never seen anything like that. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Somebody launders your shirts, and now they do it here.
And they wrap it in
and
like...
they put them in a box,
In a box, or they put
yeah,
it...
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was amazing, and I came here, and I say, I'd like to have my shirts done, and it was... This was 26 years ago. They didn't do that.
They wouldn't have done it then, no. But now they do.
Now they do, yeah. And they have these machines which are so amazing. They just put the clothes in and it goes... Have you seen those things?
Yes, 2026.
Okay. Yes, but when I arrived here, it was 2000 and it was like 1918 with shirts and stuff.
I know. It was a happier time, though.
It was a much better time. That's how you know I've lived here too long. I think, oh, my God, bring back 2000. Mm. Before they let the dirty immigrants come in.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you. Because you're horrible from Russia.
Right.
From
now,
Russia.
Now you can cut him off.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
There you go.